Begin the current daf, Mesech the Shabbos, daf Tezayin, begin the Amud Beis, begin with Tesei Divrei Maaseh, Tesei begins the words of the Gemara, Rav Ashi Amar, he says, La'olam likli charis dama. The truth is, really, glassware is compared to earthenware vessel, which Tesei comes to explain, however, that regarding the halacha that glassware requires immersion, for that Rav Ashi actually does hold of the svar that was said in the first interpretation of that when it breaks, that glass is different than earthenware, that it could be fixed. And that is the Gemara broad. Rav Ashi said, actually, no. Not like the Gemara had said that it's like quasi, like half earthenware, half metal. No, it's totally like earthenware. What do we do with the question then? Why are kli zchuchas metam megabon? It should be like kli cheretz, which is not metam megabon. So it said the Gemara, like our Tesei Divrei Maaseh is quoting, that no, it's like kli cheretz, but since you see the inside like the outside, teichin kabaran, so therefore even the outside is mekabel tumah. But says Tesis, you're right. Hacha lesli Rav Ashi. Here Rav Ashi does not hold up time of the reasoning of hoyel b'chin nishbru, that since the glass breaks, yes, some takana, therefore, since it could be fixed, shabina b'chu, that they equated and they compared it to metal. In that regard, he doesn't hold of that svar. But however, Tesis points out, mi hoevel in le tzrichan tvila, but regarding requiring glassware to be immersed, kishin chadosh, when they're new, when one purchased from a non-Jew, isli Rav Ashi, high time, actually Rav Ashi does hold of this reasoning. Behead, yes, we find explicitly, beperek baso, Rav Ashi says clearly that glassware, since when it breaks, you can fix it, it's like metal, in the sense of that when you buy it from a non-Jew, it has to be immersed, although here in our Gemara's context, it does not compare it to metal, where in regards to the laws of Tumatara, but regarding the laws that when you buy from a non-Jew, that he does hold of that svara to require an initial immersion in the mikvah. The next taste of Maslow. Tesis begins the words of the Gemara. Dam Rabbi Huda, like Rabbi Huda said, Maisa b'Shaltzin Hamalka. That was a story with the queen Shaltzin. Which Tesis comes to think, what's the Gemara's proof that it was Shim Meshetach who made this gezeira of Tumi Yashana by Klimatchis? Which the Gemara brought that Shim Meshetach made this gezeira. So the Gemara says, why he makes gezeira on metal? Metal is their ice. It says the Gemara, no, it's regarding Tumi Yashana. As our Divrei Maaseh Tesis goes on, as Rabbi Huda says, that there was a story with Shaltzin Hamalka, which there was a whole story with her kelim became tummy and she broke it and they made the halacha of Tumi Yashana. So Tesis says, "Maisi Raya, what's the proof here? What's the Amr Yehuda? What's the proof to be made? Shimon Meshetach goes to Tumah that because that was in the days of Shimon Meshetach that they decreed this Tumah, a klimatchas, a metalware, which is the Yachzu Tumas Nishana should go back to its old Tumah, because to who hoye be made Shaltzina Malka? He was the leading rabbi. He was in the days of Shaltzina Malka. The Isa be perak Gimel the Tainis, like we find in the third perak of the Tainis, the Chav Gimel Ralf. Damar that he says, Maisi be made Shimon Ben Shetach, the Shaltzina Malka, Shahoy Gishami Yerd Me'er Shabbos Lo Shabbos." Which we see that there was such a story of something that happened that rain came down from Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos, but whatever it is, we see that those are the two leaders, the queen Shaltzin and the leader was Reb Shimon ben Shetach, and therefore if it happened, the story with Shaltzin HaMalka, then obviously it was Shimon ben Shetach who, as we're proving, made this gezera not regarding metal becoming tameh, because that we know is Dereisa, rather means regarding Tumi Yashana. Continue next Tesis of Maaseh, Tesis begins the words of the Gemara. This is good according to one who says that it wasn't for old tumas that it was said, which was only for the tumah of mess, which Tesis comes to explain that it's Reb Shimon Liel who holds that it wasn't for old tumas that we said Tumi Yashana, it was only as our Divrei Maaseh is going on by tumas mess. Shigmar says that you're telling me the reason why we made Tumi Yashana is because of Ged of Mechatas, that we shouldn't forget the laws of the Paraduma waters. Which that makes sense if you hold like this different, like this mandama that it was that we only said Tumi Yashana b'Tumas Mess. But according to one that says we said for all Tumas, so what do those other Tumas, let's say like Sheretz, have to do with forgetting Mechatas? Anyways, there is no halacha of the Paraduma being sprayed on those things on day 3 and day 7. So Tais says, who's this mandama that our Gemara is quoting that holds that Tumi Yashana was only made on Tumas Mess? Reb Shimon Liel, Sevir Lehachit, Reb Shimon Liel, that he holds like this, as the Gersa has been Mesechta the Kalim in the 11th parak, Gabe Ahu de Maisil El, this which was brought on Omen Aleph. He brought the Mishnah that spoke about regarding the metalware that Pshutein, Mekablein, are Mekabel Tumah. If you break it, it's tar. If Chazav Asimen Kli, we said it goes back to Tumas and Yishana. That's the Tanakam. Reb Shimon Liel, he holds, no, not for every Tumah, only for Tumas and Nefesh. In other words, that's his halach of Tumas Mes. Which Rupalagatanikama, he disagrees with the Tanikama that we quote in Oman Aleph. The Oman that he says, stomach, just says, unspecified, that by metalware, anytime you break it, then you fix it, Yachzul, Tumas, and Yashana, it goes back to its old Tumah, which would sound like old Tumas. Shim Lil says, no, it's only specifically by Tumas Mess. Now, Tesis explains, by time and the reasoning of Shim Lil that he says it's only with Tumas Mess, why? From the Tumas Mess, he's Mamaruba. The Tumah of something, a Kli that becomes Tumah from a dead person, is a long time. You have to go through 7 days of purification. So therefore, v'yishavah v'lo yirtz lahamtin, that person's going to want to break and not want to wait. So that's where it would make sense. We'd have to make a gzeira that no, because then people are going to forget the halachas. But tamasheretz, okay, you wait for sundown. No reason to a person break his thing, bring it to the smith. It's not going to be worth that time and effort. And therefore, it makes sense why he said it was only for the Tumas Mess. And again, then it would make sense to get the Mechatzis, because that's where the halacha is, that you're going to forget about the laws of the paradigm, because no one's going to wait for 7 days when you can fix it on that same day. Continue next Tais Divin Asal, Tais, again, the words of the Gemara, Echad Kelim G'daylim, whether it's large vessels, which Tais can explain the cases of the Mishnah over here, which are describing in its Chedushim that still it's going to be possible as Shu'uvim, large vessels or small vessels, those still are going to be considered, quote, vessels to invalidate the mikvah because of drawn water, which the Mishnah was saying, for someone puts a vessel beneath a pipe, a gutter, to receive the rainwater. So it was saying, like our different masculine is quoting, whether Kelim Gedalim, Kelim Gitanim, Kleh Avonim, Kleh Adama, all those different things, it's still going to invalidate the mikvah because of Mayim Shuv. Now, that's where they had the Machlekes. Bishami says, whether if you place it or if you forget it. Bishil says, no, if you forgot it, it's going to be tar. So he's going to be saying, what's the chiddush in the words of the Mishnah that it says even large ones or small ones? Tais explains, by the large ones is Shemerev Goydlin, even though because of their great size. Einon Mekabon Tumah, they're actually not vessels in the sense of contracting Tumah. Kogain, for example, Kliates, when you have a wooden vessel, Shein Yisem Al Arbaim Sa, which is larger than the quantity of 40 Sa, Shein Matat Lamali Bereikim, which that's not something that can be moved when it's full and when it's empty, and any vessel that cannot be movable to, is not Mekabon Tumah. That's the chiddush, that even so, even though it's not considered kli regarding to be mekabel tumah, but still considered kli regarding that it's a vessel, that it's considered drawn water, which is also the same chiddushim as all the other cases of the Mishnah, but they're regarding that even though it's mudware and all these different things that kli avanim, although they're not mekabel tumah, we're considering that kli regarding mayim shuv. So to ve'echad kem ketanim, this of that it's very small vessels, it could not mesechus kelim, like within Mishnah mesechus kelim. Maisla, the Perikel Trefas, the Gemara brings in a Chuldaf Nadalma Beis, which says Hadakin should be Klicheres, the thin, small vessels of the earthenware vessels, Hain Bekarkas, and they and their bottoms, Betafne Sein, and the walls. If they're Yeshan Shleim Samachan, if they could sit without being supported with something else, so they're considered vessels, and Shir and their measurements are Mechde Sichas cotton, the amount that you could smear on a small limb, Vadlog up until the leg. That's considered a Kli. But Abu Batsmachi, but the inference is if it's even smaller than that, Tahayim, they are tar, meaning they're not able to contract tumah. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah Mikvah, is that even so, it's considered kli to invalidate a mikvah because of Mayim Shuvim, because the halacha of invalidating a mikvah of Mayim Shuvim is not contingent on the halacha of being mekabel tumah. And that's the chiddush I was saying, that although they're not kin regarding tumah, whether because they're too big or too small, it's still a kli regarding Mayim Shuvim to invalidate the mikvah. Continuing next, Tais Divin Asal, Tais begins the words of the Gemara, Af Benois Kutim, also the Kutite girls. Which Tais can explain the reasoning of why did we make this gezeira of the Bnei Kutim that they are considered nidois merasasin even from their cradle. Which the Gemara brought to answer according to the other mandamis, so what's the 18th gezeira that they made near Chesdaver? He says, oh, it's Bnei Kutim nidois merasasin was also decreed on that day. Says Tais is tame of the Re wonders as follows: the Bereish Bnei Kutim in the beginning of Per Bnei Kutim nidois daflamet beizim medalf muki la. The Gemara explains this halacha of that Bnei Kutim are considered nidus even when they're 1 day old as a baby. Who is that like? Says the Gemara, that's Kira Meir. The Chayish Lemiyuta, he's concerned for the minority, which sometimes you could have a baby that could see blood, dam nida, even when they're a baby. So that's a miyut, it's a minority. So therefore they made a gzer of tumma on all of them, because maybe they're going to see, and they're not concerned about being concerned in that halacha. So because of that, they consider all their girls as possible nidus. Says Taisus, the problem is the high time of that reasoning, that only applies according to the one. There's a large Talmudic debate if the Kutim were considered true converts or they were considered like really false converts. Now, it's only applicable, this reasoning, if you consider the Kutim as really Jewish. Then Vimrasa, then if they did see even as a baby, Tameya Midaraisis, then they could say it's a biblical Tumah, and therefore we have to treat them out of this doubt, if, like Remeir, because Chayasum Yutta. As nidus, because Abu Laman the Mekutim gave me a raya, saying according to one that holds that the Kutim are actually, they were only converts because they were afraid of the lions, but they really weren't converts, they're really not really Jewish. Like Shai Chai Tam, it's not applicable to this reasoning to consider them as nidus, that filim rasa. Because even if the little baby Kutite girl saw menstrual blood, Tahari Medei Raisa biblically should be considered tar, because the Ibdi Gelulam Lamitam Meziva, a non-Jewish woman is not biblically considered as Tame as Ziva, and at most it would be considered as a rabbinic law. Now the problem is, b'shmait muchach and our Gemara now so gets obvious to l'kulei amad that according to every opinion, b'nais kudim ha'miyot chazdaver, the b'nais kudim are from the 18 things. Now that's what bothers Taisus. Well, l'man d'lei chayish l'miyutim, but according to the one who's not concerned for the minority, let's say those who disagree with Reb Meir, oi, or l'man d'megira rayis, and according to the one who holds that the converts of the kudim were not true converts, they were just converted because they're afraid of the lions. Hey, how could you count it from the 18 things? If you're not concerned with the minority and you don't hold a great mayor, which is the Chachamim, so then why would this be a gezeirah? We don't have to be concerned. And even if you are, but if you hold the Kutim Agir Arayas, they're not true Jewish women, so then why would we make this gezeirah? According to them, there's no biblical tumah to have this concern as a rabbinic concern on that. It would be a shavustah, it would be like a rabbinic on rabbinic. It's not something that would make it a gezeirah. So therefore, how do we understand this? Void, moreover, adding to the difficulty, says Taisus, Reb Yosi Islay, the Gera Roysen. Reb Yosi is recorded as holding that the Kutim were not true converts. They converted because they were afraid of the lions that were attacking them. As the Gemara brings from Nachas, Paragraph Yishmal, and some of the base. How do we know this? Because Islay, he holds, the Halacha says over there, Termin Mishal Ibdi Gilul Mashal Kutim. You can take Truma on the produce of a non Jew on that of the Kutim, or Mishal Kutim Mashal Ibdi Gilul, or from the Kutim on that of the produce of a non Jew, which, because it's really taking from something that's Potter and something that's Potter. Because if you would hold the Kutim were true converts, he wouldn't hold that you could take Truma from the non-Jews on the Kutim, because then you would take from something that's Potter, which is the produce of a non-Jew, and that's something which is obligated, which is the produce of a Jew. So obviously we see that he holds the Kutim are not considered bona fide Jews. Now the difficulty is, Ohacha Chashav Ali Bey, here in our Gemara, when it's coming to say, when we're adding on, we're saying, oh, what's one of the 18 that wasn't mentioned? It's for his opinion, because he's brought in the discussion that he can't be the other thing mentioned in our Gemara. Say, oh, for him, what's the 18th one? It's B'nai's Kutim Yotchez Davar. It's B'nai's Kutim the 18 things. But that's difficult, like we just said before. The only way you could hold that it's one of the 18 things is if you hold Kutim are Geri Emes. But if you hold Geri Arayis, we say it's not applicable to make the Xer of Tumas Nidim Arisasim. But how do we understand that if Rabbi Yisim himself holds that Geri Arayis and they were holding one of the 18 things? So that's the Tais of what you could say is as follows. Actually, the B'nai's Kutim Asil Kuliyama. As we said, it's obvious from our Gemara, the gzera of the kut that grows being considered as needless from the cradle goes according to everyone. So how do we understand the gzera then? The gozru aleyin sheyiv needless, you're right. It's not really that it's a real concern like we see in the Gemara and the Masechtas Nida, that, oh, maybe they really need this. No, that would only be if you hold it really Jewish and that you can certify a minority. No, we made a decree. It's not really what considered needless, but we gave them that halachic status as needless. Why? It's not really needless. Shelo yitamu behen, because we don't want the Jewish people to become mixed into them, and people are going to stay away. If they're a neder, they have the halachic status of tumah of a neder, so they're going to stay away from them, so that they shouldn't be mixed in with them. That's why we gave them the gzeir of neders, and that would apply even from when they were a baby. So then the difficulty is, v'hadim muki hasam asnin kirei meyath, and how do we understand the Gemara neder over there? Why did the Gemara explain the halacha, the mission over there, of b'nesh kud neders m'arasasin, like Reb Meir, if you're saying the halacha gzeir is according to everyone? Says, taisim mishum desefer, that's only because of the mission over there. The end of the Mishnah is muchach, it's obvious, dulei havi mishum timur, that there the Mishnah is not going and explaining the gezeirah because of that they might come intermingled. Why? How do we see that? Because the Ketan of the Mishnah over there says, hakutim, the kutim, a metame mishkav hatachni kealyan. They contaminate the lower bed that they're sitting on, not as severe as that of a zava herself, but as like what's the on top of them. So that's a step below, that's not as severe. That's how the bed beneath the kutim is like what by a real nida is above her. The reason for that is, because since they have relations with nidas that are possibly nidas, so we have to treat them as the boiling nidas out of doubt, so therefore we give their mishkava tachnis ke'elion like a boil nida. Now, umesayim, and the Mishnah ends off, but in serving the lane of truma, since it's not definitive, it's only out of suffix. So we don't, the truma that touches those mishkabas, those beds, we're not going to burn the truma. And they should tamas and suffix, we said, because the tumah is doubt. But says Taisus, mash medekoi, it sounds like they're from the Mishnah. That this, that we're saying that the tumah is suffix, is going afakatanis to Arbehan, also on the other halacha mentioned there in that Mishnah, regarding that the little girls of the kutim, that they go ahead and they're metame, because you treat them as a nida, that's also what we're saying, because their tumah is a suffix. Oh, wait a second. So if that's the case, it sounds like the tumah of the nidus merasasin is because of a suffix, because of a true doubt, halachic doubt, that maybe they're nidus, not because of a chashash of timur that can become intermingled. So that's where the Gemara, but they have to say for that Mishnah Masechet is nida. That Mishnah was the one of the Great Mayor. But regarding the primary Xera, that there's such a concept that we're treating the nidus merasasin for the B'nai Skutim, that everyone agrees to, that there's going to be tumah ziva. But in general, all the other opinions hold its kedusha leitamvem. That mishnah over there that's giving a real suffix, that mishnah has to be going like Rameya because chayish lemiyute and kudim geri emes. But that doesn't contradict like an argamar that was saying even those who hold geri arayas that it's because of kedusha leitama that they don't get mixed in. Now says Taisis, b'ha. But then this that the gemara asks over there and says, wait a second, even according to Rameya, he's only concerned for a miut which is common. Which the problem is, a little girl to see dam is a miut, which is not common. So the Gemara says, "Oh, the Kamaas from Rabbi Yisrael says over there that Ma'isa Hayi beInbul. There was a story in this place Inbul. V'Tvilu Okayim Lima says, no, it's not so uncommon. You see that it could happen, such a miut, because they immersed the child, the baby, before the mother, because the child was only in Nida, which is 7 days. The mother is the Tumas Leida for a girl, which is after 2 weeks. So you see that there is such a thing." But what's bothering Taisus is, wait a second, Rabbi Yosi, we just proved that Rabbi Yosi does not go based on the reasoning of the miut, of the chashash. So Taisus explains, it's not because Rabbi Yosi himself is concerned for the minority, and that's what Maisi Rai demit eshchiyahu, and that's what bringing proof that Rabbi Yosi is bringing proof for this exact opinion that it's a minority that it's common. Because the time of Rabbi Yisi, because we said before, the reasoning of Rabbi Yisi himself is actually the whole gezeres mishum timur because of intermingling. So then Tais bothered to elikach maisi raya. So then why are we bring a proof? What's this proof that he bring that the Gemara is coming to explain to Rameir that it's a mit that shchiach that the little girl should see dam nida? So that explains Tais's even Rabbi Yisi needs to have that reasoning that it is a mit of shchiach, even though it's not basing on the actual fact. We just made a gezer that we just don't want them to intermingle. Is because the ilav the shchiachu. If it wouldn't be something that's common that could happen, lehavelon lemigzer. Even if we may just make a gezer, we're just giving like we do that sometimes. We give it the status, even though it's not even anything related to reality. Just because we want them to stay away, but we would not have made such a gezer. So you need this memory sasehem that there should be needs from the cradle mishum temu. Even though it's because of intermingling, because the lehavah kechucha betlu that shouldn't be like one big joke that the chacham are making gezer on something that's not applicable at all to say that we gave malachic status like a nida if it's not such a possibility. So the reason why Rabbi Yisi himself, who doesn't even go like this reasoning of Rameir, had to say this idea of that it's a miut that shchiach is because or else we would not have made such a gezer in the first place. Now, but then so he says, how could Rameir count this as one of the 18 things? But well, if you hold Malik Rameir, so he's saying, like Rabbi Yisi, so that's a Gezerah, Ba'alma. So you could say that's one of the 18 decrees. But according to Rameir, he went out a Gezerah, B'chal Malkim, every place, Chayesh Rameir Lemiyut, Rameir is always concerned with the minority. So it's nothing to do with a decree of one of the 18 things. Just in general, he holds Chayesh Lemiyut, and we just said in the Gemara Nida that it's because of Chayesh Lemiyut that he considers them as a possible Nidus. What you could say is, no, the hacha hutzuchu ligzer. No, here we have to make a specific zera, and therefore Rameir also counts as one of the 18 zeras. Why? Because mishum de dami lechazaka veruba shaloi rasa. Because this case is really comparable to a chazaka, a presumption, and the ruba majority that she did not see dam nida as a little baby. Why? Because the mistamim mitzias laim. Because we could presume when the baby was born in the world, the loy rasa. We could presume, based on laws of majority, that she did not see. And more of a ok mechazak, and then we presume it to be in a presumptive state. But so b'samach rubel chazaka. So if you put together the majority and the chazaka, the isur lemiutah. That's a flaw in even that be considered minority, and v'loy have a chayish remei. Then really in general, may would not be concerned. Ilav the gaz lemiut chazav. If not that this was a specific gezer of one of the 18 things, because the have lemiutah the miutah. Because Taisa explains this is really what's called a minority of a minority. K'demuche b'rish perik basa the yivamis on the kofi testament aleph. That wherever you have a chazaka with a rive, Rameir is not concerned with the minority because that's what's called the miut de miuta. Therefore, even according to Rameir, it is one of the 18 things. We have to make a specific gezera in such a case. Now, Tayyip says, from Tayyip, we're going to say as follows. Lamanda, I'm a parak based on Mesech Zabay Zara, according to the opinion. And Daf Lamad Vavim, based on Mesech Zabay Zara, that it's brought as follows. It says, Gazra Abanese, they made a gezera regarding the daughters of the idol worshippers. Why did they make a gzera? Then mishum dava achar because of something else. Meaning, if you hang out with the girls of the non-Jews, so then it might bring to idolatry. Now, what was the gzera on their daughters? I knew that is. You need this marisasa. We consider the idol worshiper daughters also as nidus from their cradle. And that taste is bothered. Amai chashav luhu betarat gzeras. Why do we consider these as two different gzeras? We have been saying, as the Gemara says in the Bodhisattva Dav Lamed Vav Mabez, regarding the daughters of the cradle from a non-Jew. That they need Zmarasasin. And then we have B'nai's Kutim, which we're mentioning over here in our Gemara, that they also need Zmarasasin. What's the difference between the daughters of the Evi Kochavim and the daughters of Kutim? Why couldn't you just consider it as one Gezer? Why do we have to say it as two different Gezeras? So what you could say is, you need a separate gezerah on both of them. Why? Because having made the gezerah only regarding the idol worship, I would have thought to say, because they're really attached to idolatry. Therefore, their daughters, you have to go out and make a gezerah that they were going to give them this halachic status as nidus so that we stay far away from them. Of b'nais kutim loy. But regarding kutay daughters, they weren't as attached to idolatry. Maybe we would not have made a gezerah on them. Now, Vigaz Bakudim had made the gezerah regarding the Kutai girls, because they were closer and more associated with the Jewish people, because they were there in the lands of the Jewish people. So maybe over there we have to make a gezerah on their daughters. Of Akumloi, but regarding the non-Jewish girls, which they have nothing to do with the Jewish people, maybe we would not have to make a gezerah on to treat their girls as if they were Nidus Mersasim. That's why we needed to have both gezerahs to say by both of them, yet two distinct gezerahs that were considered those girls from the Akum and from the Kutim as Nidus Mersasim. Next, Tais the Maskel Tais begins with the words of the Gemara, Kalam Metaltalin, anything that's movable. Which Tais Gemara is why did the Tana use the specific terminology of Metaltalin? Because we learned in the Mishnah in Masechtas Olos that says that any movable thing conveys Tama if it has the thickness of a Mardea, which is the ox goad. Tais explains, Naka Metaltalin, why do we pick specifically a movable item and not, let's say, something that's attached to the ground? Is Mishum Shle Gazru Tuma Oil Ba'ivam Ardeh, because they did not make this Gezerah of the Tuma of oil, which is what we're told about, that contaminating from one end to the other end, if it has the thickness of the Mardeh of the ox goad, which is a third of a Tefach, Ela Al Ha'odam Anoisin, only for the person who's carrying it. So if it's a person that's carrying it, so obviously that's only applicable to something that's movable, something attached to the ground, you can't say a person's carrying it. Because as Tais explains, however, but let's say if it has a surface of a tefach, not a third of a tefach, then you're right. Then even if it's attached to the ground, that would also bring the tuma. Because as Tais clarifies, the dafka is roim b'yirok, specifically regarding seeds and regarding vegetables, lefishim b'hemamish. That is not because they're attached to the ground. They're told because they don't have substance. Katani Hasan, the Mishnah teacher, but they delim avin that they don't bring tuma v'lichatzim, they don't get in the way of tuma. Avakamay tibas abarad, because they're like drops of barad, v'shelig, snow and ice, v'akfar and frost, v'aglid and that of like ice cream, v'hamelech and salt, things that are those things which they don't really have substance. So therefore, they cannot convey tuma, and they also don't interpose from tuma, but not because they're attached to the ground. That's why Zerub and Yarkus are not Mavina Satama. Aval Ilam Esachalot, but Tais clarifies regarding a tree that's hovering over the ground, Katani Hasan, the Mavina Satama, yes, it does say over there clearly that it does bring Toma, even though it's attached to the ground. But over here, regarding the Gzeira, as our Gemara is explaining, that really it only has to be a width of a Tefach. And we're talking about that it has even a third of that. They were saying that it's going to bring the Toma, that's Rabbinic Halacha, that was only regarding the person that's carrying it, that's specifically Metaltlin, that's just a Metaltlin, but you're right, in general, the Halacha of Tomas Eil would apply even to something that's Mechuba Lekarka, like Eil HaMesach HaLa'arts. Continuing next, Tais of Maskos, this begins the words of the Gemara, Akafach Es Mechulu, which Tais can explain the terminology of Akafach Es Bani. The Gemara brought this Halacha that we mentioned just before, that all Metaltlin would bring the Toma Be'ev HaMarder. Tarvin says, Akafach Es Bani, I'll cut off my son, because this is a cut off Halacha. The one who heard this made a mistake. Tais explains, what's this terminology saying, Akafach Es Bani? It's a Lashon Shvuhu, it's a terminology of an oath. Kolaymer, in other words, Akafach Es Bani, I'm going to cut off my son, Im Ein Zeh Dover Emes, if this is not a true thing, which is, Shalach Es Dumukufachas, that this Halach is cut off. And Tais says, Kenyan Zeh Matzina B'mikra, like we find this in Bereishis Membeis, where Yosef tells the brothers, Chei Farai, swear by the life of Pari. Meaning, Im Tetzim Zeh, if you're going to go out from here, Kolaymer, in other words, Shalai Tetzim Zeh, because you're not going to go out from here. So it's not like a continuation, it's saying that if what I'm saying is not true, because actually, you're not going to go out of here, and that's what it says, imtei tzim, because you're really not going to go out. Here also, akafach es bani means to say, if this is not true, which is that this halach is mukupachas, because it is mukupachas. And that's what the terminology we were saying, akafach es bani, it's a terminology of an oath.